I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we talk to two Knoxville basketball players, from the girls' team, Hannah Duncan, and from the boys' team, Landon Norris, following last night's games on 95.3 KIA against EBF. Being joined now by Knoxville girls' basketball player, Hannah Duncan. The girls fall tonight by a score of 72-49. Hannah, just wasn't Panthers' night tonight.
No, it really wasn't. We just couldn't find a defense that was working for us. We weren't shooting the ball very well. It just seemed like nothing was going our way tonight.
Well, how tough was it? Because they have some size. They could be pretty physical as well. How tough was that to diagnose their what they were doing offensively, but then when they got back on defense, they were right up in your shorts most of the time?
Yeah, it was really tough. Those Schaefer girls up top, like, we couldn't make a skip pass. They were always there, but especially on offense, they would screen. We'd get Addie switched on to someone that's 6 foot, and it was just a bad matchup down low, and we just couldn't seem to figure out what to do.
Not putting excuses on you, but how maybe a little different because you didn't have school today, didn't have your normal routine to go to school, go classes, and then go off to a game. How different was that for everybody?
Yeah, it was pretty different. I mean, Eddyville, they had the same thing, but we got in the gym at 2 today just to make sure we were there an hour and a half early just to get moving in case, like, some people were not doing things during the day. It's just, I don't know. I just don't think our bodies were ready to go tonight.
What did you girls work on when you got in the gym? I know you had some time off in between the holidays. What was emphasized in practice?
We worked a lot on our shots. We got a lot of shots up. We worked on knowing where the shooters were going to be at. We had people cutting in front of our faces, doing exactly what Eddyville was doing. It's just hard to replicate what they have sometimes, but we worked on everything. It just didn't work out tonight. So,
you know, you've had two very tough games, right before break with Pella and then with Eddyville.
Yep.
I know, you wish you could have been more competitive, won those, but how does that get you ready for, as you look towards the future during, as you look towards the end of the season?
Yeah, well, we're definitely not going to have an easy way to state. Like, we're going to get set up against the Pellas, and playing Eddyville tonight, they got a lot of height. That helps us see what we're going to have in the future, and we just got to be able to work around those things. Like, we're not going to just get a new team throughout the season. We're not going to grow, like, a foot. So we're just going to have to work around those obstacles that we're facing right now.
And I know I've asked Coach Richard about this, Panthers versus Cancer coming up. I know your girls are looking forward to that. Obviously you're looking forward. You got last year's T-shirt on.
Yeah.
Obviously it's an awesome event that, raises a bunch of awareness and money for a disease we've all been hit by.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. It's a different environment every time. It's something I think every girl on the team looks forward to every year. I mean, having Anna on the team, she's had experience with cancer. Natalie, like, we just had so many people that have been affected by it. And it just makes it such a special night for everyone on the team.
All right, HD, we'll see you Friday night.
Yep, see you there.
Being joined now by Knoxville player Landon Norris as Knoxville defeats EBF by a score of 75-72 on Tuesday. Landon, that was a hard-fought game, but the right team came out on the win. How's that feel to come in to someone else's gym that wanted it just as bad as you guys did?
Yeah, it feels really good beating them at their place because that's all we were doing at winter break, just preparing for them because we knew it was a big conference game. They're the conference favorites. And so it just feels really good to come into their place and beat them.
And now it forces a three-way tie atop the conference with them, Albia, and you guys. How big is that knowing that you got Albia Friday and then the rest of the conference again all over?
Oh, yeah. It's super nice that we've already gone through it once, and we're really excited for Albia and can't wait to play them.
Now, you've had some good games. Centerville, what was that like? I mean, it just seemed like everything was going in for you that night. 40 points. Did you realize you were almost to break a record?
No. I kind of just blanked out after the first three I made. And then I had that one fast break and one, and then made the free throw and looked up at the scoreboard and it said 40.
In those situations, I know you're all about the team, but how cool is that to be kind of up there with some of the greats of the past in Knoxville basketball?
Yeah, it's super cool. It's just cool to see all the hard work that has been put in, and now I get to see that on the court.
Coach has said you put in a lot of work this summer. What specifically were you working on to get better at? Was it everything, or were you centering in on maybe a couple things this summer?
It was a couple things. We would always do a thing called knees over toes. It, like, got rid of my knee pain and has helped me jump way more, got me way more athletic. And then lifting over the summer, obviously, and I started to eat right more. And then the gun, that's a huge reason why I'm able to shoot like I can, because we get shots up every day.
And that's the shooting gun that, you know, you'll shoot and it pops the ball right back to you. So
Yes.
What's that like playing with younger brother and to see him do what he does?
Oh, it's super fun. Like, it's great. I wouldn't play with anybody else.
He seems like he gets more excited when he assists you than he does when he scores.
Yeah, it's the same way for me. I love seeing him score, and he loves seeing me score, and I can't wait to keep on playing with him.
This team seems like they're so close, so tight-knit. How big is that to, you know, maybe kind of know what each other's thinking without even verbally communicating that?
Yeah, I don't know. We're always, anytime I go to the gym, he comes with, and he's put in as much work as I do. So we're always just on the same page and love playing with each other.
Talking to Knoxville's Landon Norris as the Panthers defeat Eddyville on Tuesday night, 75-72. Norris family have a good holidays over the break?
Yes, we did.
Was there a favorite present that you got that, you know, sticks out?
Yeah, I got some Legos.
Legos?
Yeah.
You are a Lego guy.
Uh-huh. I love building Legos.
Oh, okay. Do you kind of build things or just...
Just like what I got is like a Lego Porsche.
So oh.
Directions, and I put that together. And
okay.
I've been putting that together.
Okay. How much further is it till done?
I think I have like 150 more pages of directions to do.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, put that up on your X account so we can see that when it's done. Take a picture of that, and you know.
All right, I will.
What color is it? A red Porsche?
Yeah.
Okay, it's
a racing one.
So racing
it's like
Porsche.
Red and black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing that. You know, as you look forward, Albia coming in, they are always going to provide you with a tough matchup. Their fans are rowdy, and it's going to be probably an environment like this. What's your first comments on Albia? Who do you have to key in on, or what's their story?
I don't know. They're always pretty good on defense. Like, Archer's a good coach. He knows what he's doing, and then they have a few kids that we'll keep an eye on. But we're not too worried.
Well, it's going to be still first place, and I know the goal is to win the South Central Conference this year. Looks like everybody's relatively healthy. How good is that to see everybody healthy, and knock on wood, let's hope that stays that way.
Oh, super nice compared to last year. Like, we had nobody last year, and now we have everybody at our arsenal, and it's super nice.
All right, well, Landon, congratulations on the win, and we'll see you Friday.
All right, thank you.
And that was Knoxville basketball players Hannah Duncan from the girls' team and Landon Norris from the boys' team, our guests today on the Lely Radio Sports page on KLIA KLS.